back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Pierce City getting ready for the kickoff. The Thayer Bobcats won the toss, and they elected to take the ball to start the second half. That's kind of unusual. Thayer Bobcat football, normally they want the football, but tonight Coach Blair Hancock wants to put the defense out on the field for the Thayer Bobcats, and I think the reason for that would be he wants to show some dominance on that defensive side of the ball early in this game. So, Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick it off. It'll be Cooper Clark. Looks like DuBois maybe is going to kick off tonight. We haven't seen Zeb kicking off lately because of the calf injury, but he's back, and Coach Hancock told us that he was back at full strength and ready to go. So the big freshman is going to tee it up on the 40-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Pierce City Eagles, two men back deep. And they go with a kind of a different setup. They've got a 5-2-2-2 in their kickoff return. And here we go. Long line drive kick going to be fielded by the deep man at the 25-yard line out to the 30. Turns it up. That's O'Hara, the quarterback. And he's going to get out across the 35. Right down at about the 36-yard line. That's where Pierce City will trot it out. First and 10 here at Pierce City High School. Fair Bobcat defense making their way onto the field. And, of course, defense, I mean, and they give up about 30 points a game. And I think that's very misleading because they had the game with the Liberty Eagles where they really played, you know, not well and gave up 64 points. That kind of skews that that stat just a little bit. But here we go. O'Hara, the quarterback, number 19. He is a senior. He's a good one. You heard Coach Hancock in the pregame. Got to keep him contained because he's a really good runner. They come out with double wide set. Shotgun formation. O'Hara's going to take the snap. Runs to the left side. He's out to the 40-yard line. Tripped up there by the Thayer Bobcat. Caden Com coming up to make the hit along with number 57 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Nick Gorham. And Gorham, who had a really good game last week, comes out and makes the initial hit. Caden Com there to finish it off. Com at one corner, Gonzalez the other, and Brandon Prince playing back at the safety spot tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be second down at about 6 for the Pierce City Eagle. Wearing the green, white uniforms, and the Eagle head slapped on the side. O'Hara brings his troops again up to shotgun formation, out of the huddle. Takes the snap, looking to run, now throws it over the middle, passes intercepted by Prince at the 50, to the 45, and down right there in the Thayer Bobcats with the first turnover of the night. Brandon Prince off a tip pass gets the interception, and the Thayer Bobcats create a turnover on the Pierce City first possession of the game. 54 seconds into the ball game, and the Thayer Bobcats have got the ball. And that's what I think they wanted to do, is get something established defensively against this high-powered offense.
You are going to have to start that way against a team like this in the district. Got to set that dominance early.
Absolutely. And get some little confidence for your team.
Here we go.
Yeah. I mean, a little confidence for the football team.
Get it going.
First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Brendan Biggers in at quarterback. He's going to come up under center. Got Mills and Spencer in the backfield. Rowan Spencer wide to the far side. Give it, going to go to Mills, running over the left. Got a blocker in front and powers it inside the 45 to about the 42-and-a-half-yard line. Kind of hard to tell. There are no hash marks on the field. At about the 42-and-a-half, it'll be second down at about 7. Peyton Mills, the Bobcat senior. And you know those seniors on both sides, they do not want their football season to end due to tonight.
Absolutely not.
Second down and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats. We're just underway here at Pierce City. Bobcats run to the line, getting ready to go. Spencer and Com wide to the near side. Split back, tight end on the near side. Ball's going to go to Mills again, running up the middle, inside the 40, and takes it down to about the 37-yard line. That'll be about another 5 yards on the pickup for Peyton Mills. That's going to rank up a third down and a long 2, really almost 3. All down to the 37-and-a-half-yard line. Thayer Bobcats rolling on the ground, running it right up the gut. And they got a great old big defensive end out there, number 57, about 6'2", and about 320. Big kid playing on that defensive end. Bobcats run right at him. He's lining up on the nose this time. Thayer, two wideouts on the far side. Biggers back to throw. Throws one out, cut by Spencer. Spencer breaks a tackle. He's in the open field to the 20. 10-5, touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Rowan Spencer on the wide receiver screen, and he'll go 37 yards for the touchdown. So the Thayer Bobcats with the first score of the night comes with 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a 37-yard pass play from Biggers to Rowan Spencer for the touchdown. Boy, you like to see that if you're a Bobcat fan. They are coming to the line, going to go for two on the extra point. They line up in that power formation, get it to Mills and the Wildcat. Mills steps into the end zone. Boy, they blocked that well. And Mills goes into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Bayer Bobcats lead it by a score of 8-0 with 9:45 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back, 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats already with an 8-0 lead over the Pierce City Eagles. Bobcats taking advantage of a turnover by the Eagles. Bobcats with an interception and a score three plays later, 37-yard touchdown pass from Brendan Biggers to Rowan Spencer. And the Bobcats going to go here with the onside kick, and they didn't kick it far enough. Yep, it's going to be Pierce City ball at the Thayer 48-yard line. Ball's got to go 10 yards. It only went 8. And Pierce City, Thayer might have had a chance to recover that thing because Pierce City did not look like they were ready for an onside kick at all. So Pierce City, really good field position at the Thayer 48-yard line. Here comes Clayton O'Hara, the quarterback. Where's number 19? 48-yard line. Had a good run on their first possession, but then tried to throw a pass that went off the hands of the receiver. And the Bobcat safety, Brendan Biggers, were there for the pick. Two wide receivers on the field. Make it three. Got a man in the slot right for Pierce City. One to either side. Got a wing on the near side and a back in the backfield. Here comes the man in motion. They're going to hand it to him. A little jet sweep. Number five on the carry. That is Judah Lynn. And Lynn's going to pick up maybe a yard on the play. Good interior line play again by the Thayer Bobcat. Nick Gorham staying right there making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcat.
Number eight. Calm.
And Caden Calm coming up from his corner to help on the stop. Second down and 9 for the Pierce City Eagles. Number 23 wide to the far side, Leighton Mack. And a man wide to the near side. Shotgun formation again for O'Hara, the quarterback, the senior. Looks over the defense. Long signal count. 15 seconds on the play clock as they snap it. Straight back looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure. He runs away from the pressure and gets hit at the line and picks up about a yard. Good pressure again by the Thayer Bobcats. And number 57, again, Nick Gorham was all over the quarterback on that play.
He has been really good the last 2 weeks.
Yes, he has. Playing like a senior is supposed to play. Playing on a mission. They're down at about 8 here for the Pierce City Eagles. Ball to 46-yard line. They've got to get it down to about the 37 of Thayer, 38-yard line for a first down. O'Hara, their quarterback. He's going to take it and run most of the time. Outstanding athlete. They come out again with two receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Here comes the jet sweep man in motion. Goes across the front of the formation. They turn, throw it. They're going deep. This pass is going to be overthrown. Intended for number one, Horton Parks. And Parks couldn't even get close to it. That ball was overthrown. And Pierce City got a decision to make here. Go for it on a fourth down and 8, or do they punt? Looks like they're sending in the punting unit. Looks like the punter will be number 23, Leighton Mack, sophomore, will drop back and get ready to punt this ball away. Bobcats will send Rowan Spencer back deep to receive. Or is that Prince? Oh, that's Prince back there, isn't it? Oh, and the kick goes straight up in the air and comes straight down out of bounds. This is going to be a kick to the 42-yard line. It's going to be a 4-yard punt. Bobcats got a little pressure on the kicker, and he shanked it off the foot. And the Thayer Bobcats have got a good field position for their second possession of the night at the 42-yard line. 8:17 to go in the first quarter. Bobcat offense got to be feeling good right now after their first drive. Scored a touchdown on three plays and the two-point conversion. Thayer leads it 8-0 early with 8:17 to go. Bobcats in the huddle. Brendan Bigger again at quarterback. 15 seconds on the play clock as Thayer breaks the huddle. They got Spencer going wide to the left side. Double tight set. They turn, get the ball in the middle. That's Mark Spencer. Spins out of a tackle. He's across the 50, down to the 46. 12-yard run on the first down. Mark Spencer. Nice spin move.
Number one.
And Spencer has kind of patented that move here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. We saw him do that last week against Mountain Grove with success. And Mark Spencer picked up 12 yards on first down and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Here comes the Bobcats again running to the line. Boy, they're being aggressive tonight. Two receivers wide to the near side, split backs. Biggers gives it up in the middle. That is Mills is going to carry for about 2, maybe 3 yards on the play, right up the gut. Peyton Mills, the senior back, will pick up. We'll give him 2, make it second down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats. Clayton makes the tackle for Pierce City. And the Thayer Bobcat offense moving again, already a first down on this drive.
And it's only a matter of time as you keep handing that ball to Peyton Mills right up the middle. He's going to catch a hole at one point.
At some point, he's going to break one.
He's gone.
Went backfield again. Biggers up under center. Long signal count. Now turns, hands it to Spencer. Spencer coming over the right side. He's at a 40, 35. One man to beat. He beats him and gets stopped. Ooh, he's got out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That is going to be a pickup of 10. That is 15 yards on the play, but we got a penalty flag down. It's going to be holding against the Thayer Bobcats. A holding call at about the 37-yard line. This is going to back it up 10, and it's going to end up being a second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcats running a little counter play, and, boy, they had it blocked well. Actually, about second down and 11. So instead of a first down down at the 30, Thayer's got it second down and 11. Back at the 48-yard line. 7:16 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcat offense rolling, but the penalty hurts. If we talked to Coach Hancock prior to the game, he said, we can't have penalties. Penalties we can't have. Can't put it on the ground, and we can't have penalties. Second down and the 11. Thayer Bobcats with a power T formation. They give it to Mills. Mills cuts it to the outside, across the 45 to the 40. 35, first down, inside the 30, and all the way down to the 26 or 21-yard line. Goes Peyton Mills on the run. That'll be about 29 yards. 29 yards on the carry down to the 21-yard line of the Thayer Bobcat. Move it down to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic red zone. A 29-yard run for Peyton Mills, the Bobcat senior, over the left side.
Big play, Mills coming through again.
Bobcats with a first and 10. First down brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And a give on the inside. And they're going to power it down inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. That was Mark Spencer, again, running that little counter play.
Spencer on the carry.
And it'll be 3 yards on the pickup that time. Good interior line play by the Pierce City defense.
55.
Second and 7 for the Thayer Bobcats.
Second down 7.
Looking to convert here. Like to get this in the end zone, get the early 2-touchdown lead. We're down to 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Quick first quarter. Thayer comes out here in a power T formation. They turn, give it to Mills. Mills cuts it up inside, gets inside the 15-yard line. I think you're going to mark him down right on the 15. Be about a 4-yard pickup on that play. And Thayer coming up with a third down and about 4 yards to go for the first and 10. Bobcats, everything on the ground so far except for the touchdown throw, and that was even a very safe pass on the wide receiver screen.
Yeah.
Third down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. By the way, that wide receiver screen ended up going 37 yards for the touchdown. Tom wide to the far side. Rowan Spencer wide to the near side on the third down and 4. Bobcats handed off inside. That is Mills. Mills powered it down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line and a first down on a 6-yard pickup. Peyton Mills from 6 yards, 4 6-yards, and another first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And Mills with 52 yards on the ground here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats deep into the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Red Zone. First and goal to go from the 9-yard line. Bobcats come out of the huddle. Split back formation again. Double tight set. One receiver to the near side. Bobcats give it off to Spencer up in the middle. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Mark Spencer from 9 yards out with a touchdown run with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have taken a 14-0 lead. 9-yard run by Mark Spencer. So the Spencer twins have hit for the 2 touchdowns tonight. Rowan with the first one, Mark with the second one. Bobcats will line up and go for 2 here. Mills lines up in the backfield in a wildcat. And has a little trouble with the snap, now picks it up and just going to, well, he's going to get tackled all the way back at the 8-yard line. So the 2-point conversion is no good. And with 5:22 to go in the first quarter, Fayette Bobcats lead Pierce City 14-0. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat offense has been good tonight. The defense has been good, too. They've held Pierce City to no first downs in this game so far. And we've still got 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, but Thayer, two possessions, two touchdown drives. One of them, a 42-yard drive in just three plays. And the second one was a 56-yard run in a 56-yard drive in just about, six plays, I think. So Bobcats playing well here tonight at Pierce City. Bobcats will tee it up at the 40-yard line, kick it off with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. And Zeb Dubois will tee it up this time. So Thayer doesn't look like they're going to go for the onside kick. Last time they went for the onside kick and the ball didn't go 10 yards. It gave Pierce City great field position, but the Eagles couldn't do much with it. Bobcat defense has really come to play. And here Dubois is going to kick a low liner. Going to be picked up by one of the up men at the 35-yard line. He carries it to the 40, and he's going to get the gang tackle right there at the 41-yard line. So there, Bobcats, good coverage again on the kick. Pierce City, pretty good field position at their own 41-yard line. See if O'Hara and his offense can get something going here. Clayton O'Hara, the senior quarterback. Number 19, his brother was a quarterback here when the Bobcats came here in 2018, I believe, and picked up a victory. Bobcats beat Pierce City that night 42-7, 22-20 at Thayer in 2019. Matter of fact, in playoffs, Thayer 4-0 against Pierce City. Here comes O'Hara. He's in shotgun. He fakes a handoff, going to carry it up in the middle, only gets stacked up again at the line. Nowhere to go. Peyton Mills, Bobcat middle linebacker, coming up making a play along with Cooper Clark, number 74. Well, the Bobcats stop O'Hara on a one-yard run. Here's the thing that we know about O'Hara, and Coach Hancock alluded to this in the pregame show. He is good for a 50-yard run at about any time in the game. He said every film we've watched, he's had at least one from over 50 yards.
Wow.
So if he gets loose, yeah, he is a track star. Bobcat's doing a good job keeping him contained so far. He brings a man in motion, fakes a handoff, now goes to the second man through, and he breaks the tackle at the line. Evan Salazar, he's to the 20, to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown, number 9, Evan Salazar, the sophomore for Pierce City. He makes it a ball game with 4:30 to go in the first quarter. That is a 55-yard touchdown run for Salazar, the sophomore for Pierce City. And that ignites this Pierce City crowd, which had been pretty quiet up until this point in the ballgame. So Salazar right up the gut. He was the second man through the hole, and he had, I don't think he ever got touched. Here, the high snap on the extra point. They're going to have to run for it. Now they try to throw it in the end zone, and it is knocked down. So the extra point try is no good for Pierce City. And that makes it 14-6. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Pierce City Eagles. Bobcats receiving a kick when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, a 55-yard touchdown run is exciting the crowd here at Pierce City. As Pierce City climbs back into the ballgame here, Thayer been dominating up until this point, but with 4:30 to go, Pierce City broke one off. Salazar, a sophomore running back. He was the second back through the hole. Bobcats bit on the fake to the fullback, and he had a clean pass all the way to the end zone.
Excellent play call.
Bobcats here with the receive the kick. It's going to be fielded by Rowan Spencer. We got the 15, 20, 25. A little hesitation. Now cuts it across the 30 and gets out to the 33-yard line before he's brought down.
Number
and that's
eight,
where the Thayer Bobcat offense will have it. Bobcats.
Brought down by number nine.
Bobcats have had two possessions in this game, and they have scored on both of them. A 37-yard pass play to Rowan Spencer and a 9-yard touchdown run by March. See what the Bobcat offense can get going here. Biggers at quarterback. He's up under center. Split backs behind him. Two receivers wide to the near side. They are on a first down play at their own 33-yard line. They give it up the middle. That is Mills. Breaks the tackle. He's out to the 40-yard line and brought down there. Peyton Mills with a good 7-yard run. Boy, he got hit hard. Number, who was that? Number 27 making the tackle for Pierce City. That's a good tackle. Brian Puente. The senior making the tackle. Bring up a second down and three for the Thayer Bobcats with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bobcats break the huddle again. Well, they've just been running to the line of scrimmage tonight. This offense being very aggressive. Biggers up under center, quick snap. Hands up in the middle to Mark Spencer. Mark powers it out across the left tackle. And out to the 43-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. Looks like they're going to mark him up. They're going to call it a first down.
Ooh. Number 82.
I thought he was going to be a little bit short from my vantage point, but the official says, yep, first down, move the six.
Certainly take down.
That first down brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Bobcats with another first down in the ballgame. Mark Spencer picked that one up. First and 10. Bobcats come out here in a power I formation. And Spencer is going to get it. He runs to the right side. He's out to the 45. Oh, and gets tackled there. Good pursuit by the defense to make that play. I think that was O'Hare, the quarterback. Got out and made that stop. That's to say number 82, Gage Warner. Defensive end making the play. That play looked like it had big yardage written all over it. And this kid came out of nowhere to make a stop. A 2-yard pickup for Spencer. It is second down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats at their own 45-yard line.
Just further tells you what kind of an athlete O'Hare is. Out of nowhere. Like
yeah,
he assisted on that. So
yeah, second down and 8. Bobcats come out in a T formation here, double set. They're going to give it to Spencer. Spencer cuts up in the inside, got a block, cuts it back outside across the 50 to the 45, 40 to 35. One man to beat, and he brings him down out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. So Spencer will go for 10, 20, 30, 35 yards. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats running over the left side. That first down brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And the Bobcats of Thayer back in the red zone. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic red zone here in Pierce City. Thayer Bobcats offense has looked really good here tonight. 2:37 to go in the first quarter. They are up 14-6, and they are threatening again. Come out here in a power T formation again, double tight set. Biggers up under center turn, pitches to Mark Spencer. Spencer cuts it to the outside, crosses the 25, and gets down to the 20-yard line. That'll be a good 7-yard run on first down. Oh, we're going to get a penalty call, though. Penalty flag comes down. It'll be a hold against the Thayer Bobcat. Second penalty of the night against the Bobcat offense. Both of them for holding, and both of them nullifying good runs.
Both by Mark Spencer. Both by Mark Spencer. Both those runs?
Yeah, both yep. runs. Yeah. So nullified about 20 yards that he's gained on those two plays. So. And this is going to back it way up. This holding was in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be first and first in about 22.
First down
and about 22 for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, first down and 20. We'll call it 21. We'll split the difference. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats on a first down and long. Nobody in pass formation. Thayer in the power T formation, double tight. They give it to Mills. Mills looking to cut it up inside. Does. Still on his feet and gets tackled at about the 34-yard line. Picks up only about 3 on the play. Pierce City very quick on defense. Statman Mike, he looks like a play has got some room to go. And all of a sudden, somebody comes flying in. So they're very aggressive defensively and quick to the ball.
Gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards.
And have been away for most of this first quarter.
Second down.
Score aside, they're all over the ball.
So it'll be second down and about 18 to go for the Thayer Bobcats. This time two receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side. Biggers in shotgun formation for the first time tonight, and Coach Brad Hocker, he is hot. Thayer had nobody out here in coverage on Rowan Spencer and Mark Spencer, who lined up wide to the right side. The Eagles have to call a timeout to keep Thayer from having a fire sale here. Minute 33 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads at 14-6. Bobcats with a second down and 18 coming up in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor, too, has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor, too, just north of Thayer on 63. And, yes, they do oil changes every day.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Now we're back at Pierce City where the Thayer Bobcats, with a minute 33 to go in the first quarter, have the football and a 14-6 lead. And they got a second down and 18 here. Pierce City just had to call a timeout. Thayer had two receivers wide to the near side, the wide side of the field. And nobody out there covering them. And the coaches caught it and called timeout before Thayer could get the ball snapped. So Thayer comes out, same formation, two receivers wide either side. Mills on a wing. Biggers long back in the backfield. He's going to pitch it to Com. Com stops in the backfield, now looking for somewhere to go. And he's got a little bit of room now. If he can get a block, he gets a block and gets away from a tackler at the 40, still on his feet, back to the 40-yard line, to 35, now the 30, 25, 20. And knocked out of bounds at the 16, 17-yard line. What a run by Caden Com.
Spencer, the ball.
Oh, is that Spencer? No, that was was Mark Spencer.
Knocked out of bounds, down at about the 15.
Was that 8 or 9? It looked like Rowan Spencer, but the guys have crossed me up tonight. Yeah, it was number 9, Rowan Spencer. They've crossed me up tonight. Spencer has been wearing one high sock and one low sock.
Okay.
And then Com's been wearing the two high socks. And now they come out tonight, and Spencer is wearing the two high socks. And Com is wearing. Anyway, it's a first down with the Thayer Bobcats. They needed 18. They got about 19 on the play. What a run. He went right. He went left. He went forward. He went backwards. And Rowan Spencer was an outstanding run.
He got about 50 yards. Only 17 were up the field.
Here come the Bobcats with split backfield on first down. They hand it up to Mills, running in the middle. He's inside the 15, cuts it to the outside of the 10, and gets knocked out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Good tackle there by number 9. That's the Salazar kid for Pierce City. The Peyton Mills is going to go for about 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats again in the red zone, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains.
Second down
and 3 for the Thayer Bobcats. They've got to get back to the 8-yard line. And they're at about the 6 right now. Actually, they're about, Anyway, they give the ball to Mark Spencer running over left side. And Spencer, that was Mills. Mills gets brought down for what is going to be about a 1-yard pickup. So a big third down and 2 coming here for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer looking to punch one in the end zone. And inside the 10-yard line, they're going to be going two downs here to get that first down. Third down and 2. Two tries at it. They can get a first down without getting in the end zone. Biggers comes up under center. Split backs. Tight end on the near side. They run it to the near side. Give it to Mark Spencer. Fumbled the football. And Pierce City comes out of there with it. And they're going to blow the play dead back where it was fumbled. Number 27 picked it up and tried to run with it, but the official said, no. He was down back at the 10-yard line, so the Thayer Bobcats turned it over. Mark Spence got stripped of the ball up in the inside for Mark Spencer, and the Pierce City Eagles have got the ball back after a turnover with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter.
On the 10-yard line.
We talked about it early in the game. You can't turn it over. And if Thayer Bobcats turn it over there and give it to the Pierce City Eagles. A fumble by Mark Spencer, recovered by Pierce City. Number 27, young man that picked that ball up. Here comes O'Hara in the backfield in shotgun formation, hands the ball up in the middle. And that's number nine. That is Salazar.
Salazar.
Who had the long touchdown run last time they had the ball. Brings it out across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. And it'll be about a 2-yard pickout for Salazar running up in the middle. Bobcats shuffling players in and out on that defensive line. Cooper Clark out there now with Gorham. And the clock's going to run out here on the first quarter. At the end of one, Thayer Bobcats lead the Pierce City Eagles 14-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they are all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And here we go. Pearson Eagles on a second down and 8 inside their own 15-yard line. Thayer Bobcats just turned it over inside the red zone. And Pearson looking to throw the football. They throw it out to the outside. Ball is caught at about the 20, immediately knocked out of bounds. O'Hara complete to number 5, Judah Lynn. And that's going to be a first down for the Pierce City Eagles, and the play will go for, well, from about the 12 out to the 20, well, the 24-yard line, about 12 yards on the pass play. Actually, about the 23, but give them 12. So the first play for the Pierce City Eagles in the second quarter, they convert for a first down. The Bobcat defense has been good tonight. They've only allowed Pierce City 62 yards in total offense so far in the game. Here's Pierce City going to hand it to Salazar. Salazar running over the left tackle, and there's nowhere to go. He'll pick up only a yard just across the line. 62 yards of offense for the Pierce City Eagles in the first quarter, and 55 of that came on one play. Salazar broke off a 55-yard run. And we're going to get a timeout here called by the official. And the big man for Pierce City, number 57, Lane Van Note. By the way, I met Lane's dad before the ball game, who was originally from Licking, Missouri.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he actually recognized me from back when he was in high school playing basketball at Licking.
Surely
back in
not.
The 1990s.
Wow.
Yeah, played in Licking in 97, 98. Boy, they had some good teams back there with Rod Gorman. And
his son is a mountain of a kid.
He is. 320 pounds. Second down and 9 for Pierce City to bring a man in motion. He stops. Here's O'Hara. O'Hara looking to tuck it and run, trying to get to the outside. Bobcat, good pursuit. They bump him out of bounds. And about the 26-yard line. O'Hara, 27, actually. They'll pick up a couple of yards on the play for O'Hara, the quarterback. Clayton O'Hara. And we'll give him 3 on the play, make a 3rd down and 6 with 11 minutes to go in the first half. So a 3rd down and long here for the Pierce City Eagles. They do not want to throw the football. I think you look for O'Hara to tuck it and run to the wide side here. Got a lot of speed trying to get that outside corner. He'll be in shotgun formation. They bring 2 receivers wide to the short side. That's the near side of the field. 1 to the far side. Bobcats backing their ears up for a potential pass play. O'Hara in shotgun brings a man across the front of the formation. Number 5, he hands it off to him, and he's going to get smacked right there. As soon as he took the handoff, the Thayer Bobcats were there to greet him, and that was, who was on the play? That was number 8, Caden Tom for the Thayer Bobcats on the stop. No gain on the play. Brings up a 4th down in the Pierce City Eagles will be forced to punt the ball away here from deep in their own end, and Thayer ought to get really good field position out of this exchange. So the Bobcat defense coming up big again.
Runs like that are the leading cause of headache.
Yes. Well, right, I mean, there. When he hit Cobb, he stopped.
He got smacked.
Here at the punt, knuckleball fielded by Rowan Spencer back at his own 45. He breaks it across the 50 to 55, or to the 45. still on his feet to the 40 and finally taken out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Rowan Spencer with a nice run back. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to get it at the Pierce City 39-yard line. The last time the Bobcats had the ball, they moved it inside the 10 and fumbled it, giving it back to Pierce City. I think right here you got to go right back to Mark Spencer. He fumbled the ball last time he had it. I think to build that confidence, you got to give him the football again right here on this play. Rebuild that confidence because he was running with a lot of confidence before that play. Bobcats will break the huddle. And the first and 10 at the 39-yard line. They're going to give it to Spencer. Spencer running to the left side. He gets inside the 35 to about the 34-yard line. That'll be about a 4-yard pickup. No, 5 yards on the play. 5 yards on the play for Mark Spencer, and that's what I was talking about. Give him the ball back. Let him rebuild that confidence. Spencer now with 70 yards rushing in the first half, 71 for Peyton Mills. Rowan Spencer's got, 37 receiving.
Gain of 4, second down 6.
Bobcats with some good offense going here tonight.
And another 19 yards. With
another 19 on the run, yeah. Bobcats here on the first and 10, gets the ball up in the middle. And
they play Mills again.
And Mills kept it to the outside. Stiff-arm a defender, runs through the tackle all the way down to the 14-yard line.
Peyton Mills.
So from the 34 to the 14, a 20-yard pickup from Peyton Mills.
Finally brought down the number 5.
And the Thayer Bobcats with another first down brought to you by the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And the Bobcats are back in the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Red Zone, a first and 10 from the 14-yard line. 9:34 to go in the first quarter. Thayer's offense has been really good against this Pierce City defense side, which has been stingy all year. They only give up about 19 points per game. Thayer looking to hang that on them in the first half. Here's the give. No, Biggers going to keep it this time. He's going to be brought down behind the line. Now Biggers running the option left, tried to keep it, and the defense was all over it. That's going to be a loss of about a yard on the play. So Bigger loses a yard on the option. It'll bring up second down and 11 with 9 minutes to play in the first quarter.
And that would never really seem to get started.
No,
not sure what happened.
No.
Miscommunication or what?
Yeah, well, I think it was some good penetration by the defense. And when the defensive line penetrates and you're trying to run the option, it's just bad news. Split backfield here. Bobcats with a man wide to the near side. Biggers rolling to his right, looking to throw, dumps this one off. It's caught by Spencer. Oh, man, did he get smacked. But he gets right up. I bet he got up before the defender. But Mark Spencer on the reception, that'll be a 5-yard pickup. And Clayton came up and made the hit. I mean, he laid the smack down on Mark Spencer, but Spencer immediately jumped up and got back to the huddle. Third down and about 8 yards to go here for the Thayer Bobcats. Playing in the Community First Banking Company red zone, needing a big play here. Thayer can get a first down without getting in the end zone. They got to get down to about the 3-yard line. Third down and 8. There comes the line, 15 seconds on the play clock. Split backfield. They come, give it on a little misdirection to Mark Spencer. Spencer trying to go outside, now cuts it back inside, breaks one tackle. He gets inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. He'll pick up 2, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 6. Fourth down and 6 here for the Thayer Bobcats. 7:39 clock running in the first half. Thayer leads it 14-6, but really have dominated the game. Bobcat offense has had the ball most of the first half. A fumble didn't help any. This time they'll be in shotgun formation on a fourth down and 6. Biggers in shotgun. He's got Mills on his right hip to protect. There's the snap. Biggers straight back looking to throw. Going to now try to run away from it. Throws it into the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Brendan Biggers looking like Patrick Mahomes. Throws it into the end zone. The pass was caught by Rowan Spencer. His second touchdown reception of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 20-6 with the extra point try still to come. That's a nice play by Brendan Bigger. That's why you like having that senior back there in the backfield. It looked like he was going to run, pulled up before he got across the line of scrimmage, and he threw a strike to Spencer coming across the front of the formation. They are going for 2 here. Mills and the Wildcat rolling to the right. Looked like he wanted to throw it. Now going to try and run for it. Dives toward the pylon, and he did not get there. So Mills couldn't get to the end zone. That makes it 20-6 Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Pierce City Eagles. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We've got you covered from top to bottom with our buy one, get one half off denim and tee sale. This includes all denim and select styles of t-shirts for men, women, and kids. Find your perfect pair from our selection of Ariat, Wrangler, Cinch, Rock and Roll, and more. Top it off with a t-shirt from our buy one, get one half off rack. Take an additional 10% off on top of our low clearance prices. Sale begins October 22nd and ends November 4th. They are location only.
Hirsch Paint and Font Supply, we're more than a font store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are dominating here in the first half, leading the Pierce City Eagles 20-6 with 7:12 to go in the first half. This is the 5-versus-4 matchup here in the Class 1 District 3 football tournament. Thayer Bobcats have really been good tonight. Closing in on 200 yards of total offense during the first half, and most of it on the ground, although they've got two touchdown passes tonight.
Two touchdowns, three for three in the air. So
So Bobcats getting it done on all fronts here. Defense gave up the one long run, and that really has been the only chink in the honor tonight for the defense, been that one long run by Salazar.
One pass completion and 65-ish yards on the ground.
Yeah, and the Thayer Bobcats have got an interception.
Right.
So here's Dubois. He's going to kick this one high, and the receiver's got to go back to the 15-yard line to field it. Out to the 20, kept it the other way, breaks the tackle, and out across 25 to the about the 29-yard line. That was the quarterback, O'Hara.
Brings it back close to
and it'll be about the 29, first and 10 for the Pierce City Eagles, and here comes that Thayer Bobcat defense again. Bobcats looking to get another stop here, get the ball back before the intermission. Pierce City would like to go on a long, sustained drive here and run some time off the clock.
And get a score before the half.
Remember, Thayer Bobcats will get the ball first to start the second half after they deferred. So it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball to start
the second half.
Anyway, that's a long time away.
Same color.
Yeah. Here's O'Hara in the backfield, shotgun formation, empty backfield. And then that's got 2 men in motion. That's an illegal formation. Yeah, they can't do two guys in motion at the same time. Yeah, they did throw the flag. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
There is a flag on the play.
Blew that play dead before it ever got started. So it'll be a 1st and 15 now for the Pierce City Eagles. 2 men in motion. And Thayer Bobcats will, of course, take the yardage. So 1st and 15 for Pierce City. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Pierce City back to the huddle. I know what they want to do here on a 1st down and 15.
And there's no arguing that penalty because they crossed each other.
Yeah, they crossed. Yeah,
the same time.
I would imagine when they looked up and saw the other guy coming, go, oh, no.
Just keep going.
One of them had the play wrong.
Right.
1st and 15 for Pierce City. Empty backfield again for O'Hara in shotgun. Break command of motion. That's Salazar. Gives it to him. Salazar breaks the tackle at the line and gets out to the 30-yard line. So he'll get 6 yards on the play, running over the left tackle. That's where that big old number 57 lines up over there. Well, he's the center.
Number 7.
They got a big old dude right next to him.
Number 5.
And a 6-yard pickup makes it 2nd down and 9 for the Pierce City Eagles. I'm like you. We're not used to seeing green teams. Sometimes it looks like we're playing a scrimmage. 2nd down and 9 for the Pierce City Eagles. O'Hara, again, in shotgun. 3 receivers in the bunch on the near side. O'Hara rolling to the other side, now looking to throw this thing long. Bobcats has got it covered. It's intercepted by Rowan Spencer at the 40-yard line. Well, that's Spencer or Com? It was Spencer. Rowan Spencer on the interception. So Rowan Spencer, a pair of touchdown passes caught. And now an interception down at the 40-yard line. And the Thayer Bobcats will have the ball again with 6:19 to go in the first half. They are trying to add to a 14-point lead here in the half before the intermission. Bobcat offense, Brendan Biggers and company out getting a play in from the sideline. 24 seconds on the play clock. 1st and 10, first down brought to you by the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. 1st and 10, Bobcats. Biggers up under center, got a lone setback. Thayer with a double wing on the far side. They fake a handoff and now give it up inside to Rowan Spencer. And Spencer brings out to about the 44-yard line.
Spencer,
Spencer cut that one up inside, played designed to go outside. He saw a lane, and he picked up about 4 yards on the play. So they are pulling out all the stops here tonight in the district tournament. We've seen them throw the ball. We've seen them a little inside handoff to the jet man coming from the far side.
Onside kick.
Onside kick attempt.
A little bit of everything.
Coach Breyer Hancock wanting this win tonight badly. Team 4-5 on the year. They want to get to 500. Second down and 6. Bobcats in the split backfield. They give it up in the middle to Mills. Peyton Mills takes it across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Run it over the right side. And Peyton picks up about 4 more, making a 3rd down and 3 for the Fayer Bobcats. Under 5.5 minutes to go now in the first half. Or stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Mike Robertson back at the Ecom Sports Desk. He'll be looking at other games going on around the region, including in the District 3. Bobcats on 3rd down and 3. Hand the ball to Mills. Mills breaks the tackle. Still on his feet. Cuts it outside. Down inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard pickup for Peyton Mills, running over the right side for the Thayer Bobcats. And Mills now over 100 yards rushing in the first half. And, of course, Peyton has had a couple of really big games this year. Had 196 a couple weeks ago. Had 190 also against Kabul.
Right, right. Yeah, 15 carries, 105 yards already.
Wow. 15 carries. Been the workhorse here in the first half. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Bobcats to split backfield, hand the ball up in the middle again. This is Mark Spencer this time. He breaks the tackle and dives inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. That is a 7-yard pickup on first down. Boy, you like to get 7 on first down. It really opens up the playbook for a second down play.
6 yards, second down.
And that's about 80 yards for Mark.
Yeah, both backs having a good night already. Second down and a long 3, almost 4. Here for the Thayer Bobcats. We're counting down to 4 minutes to go in the first half, and now the Pierce City Eagles want a timeout. Coach Brad Hawker wants to talk to his troops before the Thayer Bobcats run this play. 20-6, Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 4:17 to go in the first half. We'll be back to Pierce City in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, the sweetest fruits of life come from serving others. And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
20-6, the Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Pierce City Eagles. Pierce City didn't like what they saw defensively last time. And the Thayer Bobcats, or the Pierce City Eagles, called that timeout their second. Thayer Bobcats have still got 3 timeouts. They got the ball down at the 32-yard line of the Pierce City Eagles on a 2nd down here and about 4. Split backfield behind Biggers, the quarterback. He turns, gives off to Spencer. Spencer running up in the middle, got the 1st down. He's inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. Mark Spencer, he's going to pick up about 11 yards in a 1st down. Another 1st down for the Thayer Bobcats, brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. And the Thayer Bobcats, getting close to that Community First Banking Company or the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic red zone again. Need just 2 more yards. 3:55 to go in the half. Thayer looking to get a 4th touchdown here in the first half. Went backfield, tight end on the near side. Biggers running the option, hands it off to Mills. Mills sidesteps the tackler, breaks another. He's down to a 20, cuts it up, and dives down to the 15-yard line. What a run by Peyton Mills. Peyton Mills is going to pick up. Picked up 15 yards. About 15 yards on the play, down to the 15-yard line of the Pierce City Eagles. And Thayer again deep in the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic red zone. 1st and 10. Bobcats obviously could get a 1st down without getting it into the end zone. 3:37 to go, but I think they're looking touchdown right here. Not playing around. Yeah, they got something going on this drive again. Biggers up under center, split backs. Outcast hands it off inside to Spencer. Spencer dives ahead to about the 10-yard line.
Spencer.
Now mark him down, I believe, at the 11. That'll be a pickup of about, give him three on the play, make a second down and seven for the Thayer Bobcats. Clock counting down to 3 minutes to go. And again, Thayer with three timeouts, so a lot of time, don't have to get in an extra big hurry here. They come to the line, Biggers under center, double wide set. Biggers fakes the handoff, turns, pitches it now to Mills, and Mills gets hit behind the line. He'll lose a yard on that play. That was great defensive pursuit there by Pierce City. Four Eagles in on the tackle. Biggers trying to run the option, and it did not work out well for him or Peyton Mills.
Good pitch, just well defended.
And they make the stop. Loss on the play.
2:40 to go. Clock running here. Third down at about 8 yards to go after the loss of a yard by Mills. And Thayer tried to run the option a couple of times tonight. It just hasn't been good for him.
And it was a good pitch.
Well defended. Yeah,
well defended. How much you can do there.
Bobcats, four wideouts on the third down and eight play from the 12-yard line. They give it on a pitch to Spencer, and Spencer breaks the tackle, looking for some room to go, still on his feet, and he's still looking for room, and he's going to be tackled all the way back at the 20-yard line.
Number 9, Spencer.
Yeah, Rowan going the wrong way. That's going to bring up a fourth down and about 16 yards to go. That play loses
five, six, seven, eight yards. Dylan Carman, 27.
Rowan Spencer, he's dancing around out there, looking like he was in a ballroom dance floor contest. He wasn't doing the jig. He was dancing around just looking for any opening.
Not even the hustle that time.
No, not doing the hustle. That's
we know
my
a little bit about the
that's
hustle.
That's my favorite dance. That's my jam right there.
I'm aware.
Fourth down and 16 for the Thayer Bobcats. They bring Spencer in motion, fake it to him. Biggers looking up throw, throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be caught by the Thayer Bobcats. And as Peyton Mills makes the catch inside the 5 at the 3-yard line and a first down on the play. Peyton Mills goes up between two defenders and came down with a football. And if this was the NFL, you'd say, you got mossed. Peyton Mills went up over the top of two defenders, brought down that ball, falling on his back for a first down. So that goes for, about a 19-yard completion. 19 yards on the play and a first down. First down brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. We're down to a minute to go. There, Bobcats are going to let this clock run all the way down and then call a timeout to decide what to do on a first and goal to go from the 3-yard line.
And they I don't know for certain. Is that the first catch Peyton's caught all year?
Oh, no. No, he's had some other pass receptions. Yeah.
It's not his forte, though.
No,
you don't see him down there a lot.
No, it's not his thing, but he went up and caught that.
He sure did that time. Yeah.
So we got a timeout on the field, 52 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer leading 20-6. They've got a first and goal to go with the 3. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
About 52 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats let that clock run down and call the timeout. Just a little rest and get ready now for a big first down play. They've got two more timeouts. First and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Biggers up under center. Split backfield. They hand it off to Spencer. Mark Spencer is into the end zone for the touchdown. Running over the right side. Right side of that big Bobcat offensive line. They built a hole over there. You could have drove a Mack truck through that thing. And the Thayer Bobcats score from 3 yards out with 49 seconds to go in the first half. Second touchdown of the second quarter. Thayer with two touchdowns in each quarter here tonight. So Thayer Bobcats now lead it 26-0. And Zeb Dubois will come in to attempt the extra point. Bobcats trying to make it a 27-6 score. Dubois, the freshman. There's a good snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And it is right down the middle. Bobcats hit on the extra point. And with 49 seconds to go in the first half, Thayer Bobcats will take a lead 27-6 over the Pierce City Eagles. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers, too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
So we're back and getting ready for the kickoff here. 49 seconds to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats have just scored on a 3-yard touchdown run by Mark Spencer. And the Thayer Bobcats will continue to lead 27-6 as our scores. We approach the half. Stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Mike Robertson back at the Ecom Sports Desk. You'll have scores from the other games in the district and other games involving area teams on this Football Friday night in the Ozark. Well, you love this time of the year and a beautiful night for football here in Pierce City. Here comes the DuBois approaching the ball, kicked it along the ground. Ball is going to be fielded by Pierce City. Oh, and they fumbled it. They got right back on it back at the 34-yard line. So Pierce City with one timeout. 45 seconds to play in the half. So you go for the downs here. You try and get a strike. I think you have to. I mean, there's nothing to lose at this point. You know, you lose the game, you go home. So I think Bobcats better get ready for them to try and go deep on this play.
At least once.
Yeah, at least once.
Got to try once.
Yeah, see what happens. First and 10, Pierce City. They send the receiver wide to the far side. Got a man in the slot. Three receivers to the near side. Salazar, number 9, is the slot guy. He may be your guy. Now they bring the slot man from the far side in motion. Four receivers. But O'Hare's going to run with it. He gets hit and dropped. O'Hare, Nick Gorham. Nick Gorham there with the play for the Thayer Bobcats, along with Caden Com. It's a 1-yard gain for O'Hara. So they showed pass all the way, and then O'Hara just, I mean, that was a design run for O'Hara. Spread the field, make some room, and the Bobcats were all over it. Second down and 9, Pierce City, down to 19 seconds to play in the first half. Salazar going in motion to the far side. O'Hara takes the snap, looking to run. Got a little bit of room, gets out across the 40 to the 43-yard line. Tackled there, and that may be, nope, they're going to call a timeout. O'Hara was within a little bit of breaking that one. So 9 seconds to play in the first half. Pierce City calls a timeout for a third down and 2. And, they're going right after it. Going right after it here. All right, so a timeout on the field. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by your Thayer Bobcat Boosters, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Forsler's True Value, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer. And tomorrow is Larry Forsler's birthday. Larry will be 75 years young tomorrow. So if you go down to Forsler's tomorrow, you see Larry running around. I hear that he may be at the Spooktacular tomorrow night down at Mammoth Spring. You see, Larry, wish him a very happy birthday. Also, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Point. Final play of the first half here. Pierce City with it on a third down and 2 at their own 43-yard line. Got a pass formation set up. Now bring a man in motion across the front of the formation. They snap it to O'Hara, and he's just trying to get to the outside. Bobcats make him do a little stutter step and then bring him down for a yard loss. And that will end the first half. The quarterback O'Hara with a negative 1 yard on the carry. And that ends the first half of play. Our score, 27-6. Thayer Bobcats all over the Pierce City Eagles here in Pierce City. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready for lunch or dinner? How about the Pizza Inn in Thayer? Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 with the lunch buffet from 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. An all-day buffet 11 to 8 Friday through Sunday. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday, 4 to 6 each week. Medium one topping for just $10, tax included. Call for daily specials. The Pizza Inn has a new giant pizza out called the NYXL with deli-style pepperoni. It comes in 8 slices and you fold it over. It's just $11.99. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800. Or pizzain.com to place an order. Pizza Inn up there, where they outpan pizza the hut.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Health Care. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Health Care in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
You're in the market for flooring. Where do you go? Maybe you're remodeling the house or office and just tired of the same old look and want something new and fresh. Where do you go? May I suggest Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer, Missouri. They're just down-to-earth good people to do business with any day of the week. Carpet, waterproof flooring, they have it all in stock. If they don't have what you want, then look over sample after sample. All first quality, first run. H.C. Rowland & Company, Junior Nedna, they're still around. Stop in for a cup of Joe. Thayer Decorating, downtown Thayer. Yes, they have professional installers standing by.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Under the direction of Ms. Bobby Adams and Mr. Daniel Walker.
And we're back at Pierce City. It is the Thayer PCN halftime report. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Pierce City Eagles. 27-6 is your halftime score. The Pierce City Pride marching band getting ready to entertain the folks here at Pierce City High School. And let's take a look at how the scoring goes. In the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats kicked off. Bobcats won the coin toss. They decided to defer to the second half. And on the third play from scrimmage, Pierce City went for a pass. Thayer Bobcats intercepted it. And two plays later scored on a 37-yard touchdown pass from Brendan Biggers to Rowan Spencer. First of Rowan's two touchdown receptions in the first half. It was a wide receiver screen, and he turned on the jets and went 37 yards for the touchdown. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer Bobcats led 8-0 with 9:45 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats then held Pierce City and got the ball back. They marched it right down the field, and with 5:22 to go in the first quarter, Thayer scored on a 9-yard run by Mark Spencer, and it was a big run in there by Peyton Mills that set that up. So Bobcats scored on a 9-yard run. Two-point conversion was no good. It was 14-8 with 5:22 left in the first quarter. And then Pierce City broke one. Just about a minute later, Salazar scored on a 55-yard touchdown run right up the gut. And it was a really, really good play. It was well blocked. They went to the second back through the hole, and the Bobcats had bit on the fake to the first back. And Salazar rumbled into the end zone. Extra point was no good. Our score remained 14-6 at the end of our first quarter. In the second quarter, Thayer Bobcats with two touchdowns. First one came with 7:12 to go. It was Brendan Biggers, an 8-yard touchdown pass to to Rowan Spencer, his second touchdown catch of the first half. And give that one all to Biggers. Biggers had pressure in the backfield. He stepped up in the pocket. He avoided the sack. And just before he got to the line, he kept his eyes downfield, and he saw Rowan Spencer streaking across the back of the end zone, and he hit him with a strike in stride for the touchdown. It was as pretty a play as you'll see in high school football.
One good decision after another. As soon as that ball was snapped, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, that's your senior quarterback.
Absolutely.
And then the Thayer Bobcats get the ball back after they stopped Pierce City late in the half, and with just seconds left in the first half, matter of fact, about, 42 seconds left in the first half, Thayer Bobcats rumbled in. Mark Spencer on a 3-yard touchdown run. That was set up by another Peyton Mills long run over the right side on a fourth down play. Actually, it was Mills with the long pass catch.
Yes.
Mills got the 17-yard pass on a fourth down, and 15 got the first down. Mark Spencer goes in for the touchdown. And the second touchdown of the first half for Mark Spencer. Extra point was good by Zeb Dubois, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 27-6. Here at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll take another timeout. Statman Mike will join us for the halftime stats right after this on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free, and productive. Appointments available in Mountain Home, West Plains, Salem, and Harrison. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Selling the American dream one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream one home at a time.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats dominating here at Pierce City in the first half. Our score 27-6. Thayer Bobcats with the lead here at the intermission. We're going to go to Statman Mike, who is in place of Statman Adam tonight with your first half stats, Mike.
And luckily, I haven't had to do a whole lot of writing so far. So, Adam, it's all you next week. You got this, kid. Rushing game strong for the Bobcats so far in the first half. Anybody who's listening to any part of the game so far can attest to that. Peyton Mills, big play Mills, 119 yards on the ground, 17 carries. Mark Spencer, just a hair under 100. He's got about 96 on 13 carries. Rowan Spencer, 14 yards on 3 carries, and Bigger had one that just got to the line of scrimmage. Never got started. 228 total yards on the ground for the Bobcats here in the first half on 34 carries. Pierce City, the one big run by Salazar is really the only highlight. He's got 63 yards on 4 carries. O'Hara's only got 14 yards on 6 carries. Man, it seems like he's ran the ball more than that, but he really hasn't. And then Lynn had two carries for about a yard. He went one where he negative yards on one, yeah, and what have you. So 78 yards on the ground for Pierce City. Brendan Bigger, 4 for 4 for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's a good half.
Best throwing game we've had all year so far.
Good half for Bigger.
Yeah. O'Hara for Pierce City, 1 for 5 for 12 yards, throwing 2 interceptions, both by Rowan Spencer.
Yeah. No, Prince had the first one.
That's correct. Prince did have the first one. You're right. My apologies to Mr. Prince there. Rowan Spencer had 2 receptions, 45 yards. That's 2 touchdowns. That's what I'm thinking of. Had 2 touchdown passes. Peyton Mills caught another one for 17 yards. 291 total yards offense here in the first half for the Bobcats on 38 plays. Pierce City, 90 yards on 15 plays. So we've held them to under 100 total yards, and that's just a really good first half for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Bobcat defense has been dominating, and the offense has just been really good tonight, keeping the ball on the ground, playing that power football. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Again, Thayer Bobcats lead the number 4 seed, Pierce City Eagles, by a score of 27-6 here at the half. Mike Robertson's manning things at the Ecom Sports Desk tonight. We're going to go to Mike here in just a couple of minutes. He'll get us caught up on some of the scores and other games going on around the region. Might even catch us up on World Series game number 1. The Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies playing down at Minute Maid Park. We'll have all that and more coming up on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat football is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of their hard work and committed dedication to the community. That goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in this area. Southern Bank is community strong, and their tradition of customer service runs deep. They also love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Good evening. I'm Mike Robertson. Here it is, halftime. Thayer Bobcats leading the Pierce City Eagles 27-6. And we got several other scores from around the area looking at that district competition there for the Thayer Bobcats. Of course, Class 1 District 3. Not getting a lot of updates from around the area. We do know Kabul leading Sarcoxy 14-0. No score on the Marionville Miller game or the Diamond Ash Grove game. We'll try to get the scores on that as quickly as possible. Now, West Plains Zizzers not playing this week. Next week, they play the winner of the Logan Rogersville Monette game. And right now, Rogersville leading that 16-14. Looking at some of the other district play from around the area in Class 2, District 3, Stratford leading Ava 21-16. It is Houston, a lead over Willow Springs 14-0. And Mountain Grove all over Donovan, 42-0 right now. In Arkansas, final week of the regular season, and the Highland Rebels and Jonesboro Westside hooked up in a good one. It's 7-6, Westside with a one-point lead. Melbourne Bearcats continue to roll. The Bearcats, the number three ranked team in Arkansas in Class 3A. They lead Quitman 33-14. Goodwin in Batesville. Batesville and Batesville Southside, first ever meeting with these two teams. They're tied at 14. Yeah, 14 all. A little high school basketball news. Boys basketball tonight, Mammoth Spring Bears with a win. They beat Rural Special 70-42. The girls are at halftime right now, and they lead Rural Special 33-23. Of course, celebrating homecoming there in Mammoth Spring. And the only other score I have right now is World Series. Yeah, in the World Series, it is Houston leading Philadelphia 2-0, top of the third inning. Last report ahead on that game. All right, we'll have more with Mike and Statman Mike coming up here in just a few minutes as we continue with our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report.
You're in the market for flooring. Where do you go? Maybe you're remodeling the house or office and just tired of the same old look and want something new and fresh. Where do you go? May I suggest Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer, Missouri. They're just down-to-earth good people to do business with any day of the week. Carpet, waterproof flooring, they have it all in stock. If they don't have what you want, then look over sample after sample. All first quality, first run. H.C. Rowland & Company, Junior & Edna, they're still around. Stop in for a cup of joe. Thayer Decorating, downtown Thayer. Yes, they have professional installers standing by.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages.
from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at the Pierce City at halftime. You're listening to the Thayer PTN Halftime Report. And yeah, some interesting scores from around the Class 1 District 3 tournament. And as soon as I can get my phone to straighten up here, it always wants to go sideways on me. In the Class 1 District 3, the update we have here, Ash Grove leads Diamond 22-0, and the Cabool 14-0 leaders over Sarkozy. And again, no school reported on the Marionville game. Miller at Marionville, of course, the winner of our game will play the winner of that one next week. And the winner of the Ash Grove Diamond game will play the winner of the Cabool Sarkozy game next Friday night in the Class 1 District 3. Thayer Bobcats lead it here at the intermission. Our score is 27-6. Bobcats with almost 300 yards of total offense in the first half, and they have held Pierce City to 90 yards of total offense in the first half. And this is a Pierce City team that's not used to that. Yeah. Thayer Bobcat defense has been really good tonight. And, you know, we knew coming in the O'Hara kid was, I mean, he's a really good athlete. He's kind of the guy for them. And Thayer Bobcats, we're going to have to keep somebody on him, and they have tonight. They've held him basically to nothing,
right?
Running the football. So, you know, this is a Pierce City team. I guarantee you, Coach Brad Hocker is not going to let them quit.
No, not at all.
Yeah, there's another 24 minutes of football to play, and it's going to be a tough 24 minutes.
And O'Hara is one of those kind of athletes. He's done it. He's at the halftime, and they're in the locker room, and you know he's going to come out winning the football, and he wants to lead this team.
He is a senior.
Come back, right.
He is a senior.
He's got the mentality. He's that kind of player. So.
Yeah, and you're probably going to see a steady dose of O'Hara in the second half. I want to say thanks to some of the folks that bring you Thayer Bobcat football every Friday night. They include Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, Thayer Decorating, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer and Willow Springs, State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer, and Southern Bank in Thayer. We're going to take a time out. We'll be back with your second half in just about a minute. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Ready for lunch or dinner? How about the Pizza Inn in Thayer? Open 7 days a week from 11 to 9 with the lunch buffet from 11 to 2 Monday through Thursday. An all-day buffet 11 to 8 Friday through Sunday. Don't forget about Wacky Wednesday, 4 to 6 each week. Medium one topping for just $10, tax included. Call for daily specials. The Pizza Inn has a new giant pizza out called the NYXL with deli-style pepperoni. It comes in 8 slices and you fold it over. It's just $11.99. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. 417-264-3800. Or pizzain.com to place an order. Pizza Inn of Thayer, where they outpan pizza the hut.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
All right, so we're just getting a score here from the Class 1 District 3. By the way, welcome back to Pierce City, where the Thayer Bobcats lead the Pierce City Eagles by a score of 27-6 here at the half. Just getting ready to start the second half. We're just getting an update. Marionville, the number one seed, the number three ranked and undefeated Marionville Comets, lead Miller 50-6 at halftime over in the land of the White Squirrels. So the winner of that one will play the winner of this one. If things stay the way they are, Thayer Bobcats making a trip over to Marionville next Friday night. But we still got a half of football to play. All right, and we'll continue to keep you updated on those games as we go through the evening. Again, Thayer leads it here 27-6. And folks, I want to recognize, I don't know if I can get his attention right here, but right over here to my right, the public address announcer, who you've been hearing here tonight. Sir, what's your name?
Fred Chapman.
Fred is doing his last game here at Pierce City as a public address announcer. How long have you been doing this, Fred?
51 years.
51 years. How about a hand for that? And you folks back in Thayer, if you've ever been to Pierce City to watch a game, heard this guy right here. He does a nice job. And, wow, 51 years as a public address announcer for Pierce City High School football.
That's just up your goals?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my 42nd year.
You got nine more in you?
Well, I don't know. Fred may have me beat there.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. All right, we're going to take another time out. We got your second half coming up in just 60 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
Families are enjoying the school sports season, and everyone from Knox Orthopedics wishes our many athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back to what you love sooner rather than later.
We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Pierce City where the Thayer Bobcats getting ready to receive the kick to start the second half. Thayer has dominated in this one so far. They lead a 27-6 over the Pierce City Eagles. Pierce City getting it teed up here. Bobcats send Rowan Spencer back deep. Mark Spencer, Caden Com, and company. Even Peyton Mills back there for the Thayer Bobcats. Along with, I finally see the number for the guy on the far side. That is number three, Brendan Bigger. So Thayer Bobcats set to receive this kick, and we'll have the ball. And we hope you enjoy the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. And here we go. Do you try an onside kick? I think the Thayer Bobcats, they got everybody on alert up on that front line standing across the 50-yard line.
If you're ever going to try one, this is the time.
Our officials say we're ready to go. Pierce City snapping up the helmets, and here we go, coming to the ball, and we've got a penalty flag down immediately by the side judge, and we'll have to wait and see what that's all about. And penalty flag comes down, and it's going to be, I don't know, no indication yet. They're bringing the ball up. Let's see what they're going to do here. And they're going to go back to the 40. And no indication here. And it's going to be a delay of offsides on the receiving team.
5-yard penalty.
That's a 5-yard penalty. And that'll back the Thayer Bobcats up. And Bobcat coaches are backing their guys off the line over. So somebody stepped across the 50-yard line. There is no reason to do that on the receiving side. No reason to move until that ball is kicked. So here we go. Pierce City to kick it off again. A low line draw, a low squib kick is going to be fielded by Com back around the 20. That's their 25. Still on his feet to the 30-yard line, 35, and down right there. It's a good field position for the Thayer Bobcats. Good run by the Thayer Bobcat returner. Oh, that was Mark Spencer. I'm sorry. Mark Spencer on the return. Brings it out to the 36, and that's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10. Bobcat offense is big good tonight. Almost 300 yards of total offense in the first half. 27 points on the board.
And looking to expand on that here right on the first Bobcats.
And the Bobcats have not punted all night. They did give up the ball on a fumble,
right,
but they have not punted all night. They come out here in a split backfield. Tight end on the far side, first hit play of the game, or first play of the second half, going to go right up the middle, and Pierce City's there to stuff it up, be about a two-yard pickup. Peyton Mills running over right tackle, and they're going to give him forward progress out to the 39. It'll be a three-yard pickup for Peyton Mills and the Thayer Bobcats. Second down and seven, just underway in the second half. Thayer with the lead, 27-6. Again, second down and seven. I haven't mentioned tonight, good crowd of Bobcat fans made the trip up for the game. Three-hour drive for the game tonight. Here come the Bobcats. They run it. This time got it to Mills. Mills cuts it to the left. Now right. Gets out across the 40 to the 44-yard line. And that'll be about a, well, depends on where they mark it down, be about a four-yard pickup. Give him five. 5 yards on the play. Makes it third down and two for the Thayer Bobcats.
Five. It'll be third and two.
Just underway here in the second half. Thayer Bobcats looking to convert here on their first drive of the second half. But again, no punts in the first half, but they did fumble the ball once inside the red zone. Matter of fact, fumbled it down around the 10-yard line. 10:45, the clock running. Bobcats taking their time in the huddle. Come to the line here with the 11 seconds to go on the play clock. Double wide set. Biggers up under center. Went back behind him, running the option. He's going to keep it and carry it for a first down out to near midfield. Brendan Biggers keeps it on the option, and he squirted through the hole for a 6-yard pickup and a first down. That's how you run the option play.
Down by number nine, Evan Salazar.
Salazar making the tackle for Pierce City. It gives a good-looking player to Salazar. He seems to be everywhere, defensively and offensively, and just a sophomore.
All over the field.
All over the field. First and 10 for Thayer at their own 49-yard line. That first down, by the way, brought to you by the Community First Banking Company in West Plains at Mountain Grove. Bobcats with a new set of downs at the 49. Biggers turns, hands it to Mark Spencer, gets in behind the blocker. He gets tackled by the ankle.
Mark Spencer
is going to pick up about two on the play. That was a good tackle down low. Somebody's reached out and grabbed both ankles and drug him down. Gustafson, they say, making the tackle.
Second
down and eight for the Thayer Bobcats with 9:50 to go. Clock still running here in the third quarter. You know, Pierce City's thinking, we got to get a stop. I mean, if they're going to climb back in this game, they need to get an early stop here and a quick score to get back within two touchdowns. Thayer Bobcats trying to run the clock as long as they can and end the drive with touchdowns. End it with points. Bobcats, lone receiver on the near side. They're going to give it on a pitch to Mills. Mills gets hit in the backfield and manages to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. Mills actually going to lose a yard on that play. Well, Peyton Mills driving to the outside. That was a nice defensive play there to bring down Peyton Mills. He took it up in the middle, then tried to cut it to the outside. There was nowhere to go. Third down and eight for the Thayer Bobcats with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats trying to get to the district semifinals and play next Friday night. They come to the line here on a third down and eight. Two receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side. Mills in the backfield. Now Mark Spencer going in motion across the front. Biggers going to the right side, looking to throw it. Dumps it over the middle, incomplete, over the head of the Bobcat receiver. The pass was intended for, was that Rowan Spencer?
It's the number nine.
Rowan Spencer. Goes incomplete, first incompletion of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll bring up a fourth down, and Thayer, for the first time tonight, is going to have to punt this ball away. So not a great start to the second half for the Thayer Bobcats. They managed to run about 3.5 minutes off the clock and going to give it up on downs. They did get the one first down. Mills will punt it from his own 40-yard line. This has been a dangerous play the last couple of weeks, a good snap. Mills puts a foot into it, a high kick over the head of the receiver. O'Hara fields it all the way back at the 1 yard line and gets tackled at the two. He gets tackled at the 2 yard line.
A great punt for the ball.
Wow. Great coverage as O'Hara went and got the ball, fielded it about the five.
About the 5 yard line.
Then circled around and gets tackled inside the 3. And one official back there is signaling a safety because he touched the in line.
Yeah, I think he went about 2 yards into the end zone.
If he touched the goal line, that should be a safety and 2 points for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, maybe not if he ran out.
No.
Difference in that play we had last week was we went back there and took a knee. But it's going to be Pierce City ball at the 5-yard line, their own 5-yard line. Say about Cat defense, and he does throw their ears back and go get them some here. O'Hara in the backfield stands around the goal line, rolling to his right. Cooper Clark giving a chase is going to throw it, and this ball is almost caught. Good defensive play by Mark O'Hara. Spencer, knocked it away from Salazar out around the 12-yard line. A good play by Mark Spencer on the pass coverage, and I mean Cooper Clark was bearing down on O'Hara.
He almost had almost
got the sack, the safety sack, which would have been huge in this game. Clock stops with 8:18 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here. Second down and 10 from their own 5-yard line for the Pierce City Eagles. Two receivers on the near side. Double wing formation. Now they send a man in motion, and O'Hara is going to keep it running up the middle. The Bobcats will stop him. They'll stop him just shy of the goal line or just shy of the line of scrimmage. And that'll be a loss of about a yard on the play for O'Hara. That'll make a third down and 11. Bobcats didn't bite on the fake. And they just lined up like they've done earlier in the game. Looked like a definite passing formation. And O'Hara just trying to run in the open space in the middle. Bobcats said, no, no, no. Zeb Dubois, Cooper Clark, Nick Gorham, that big three for the Thayer Bobcats in this 3-5 defense. Now O'Hara again on a third down and 10. Got a man in motion. And we'll give it. No, going to keep it. Rolling to his right. Looking to throw the ball. It is incomplete. Out around the 10-yard line. And again, the Bobcats were giving chase to O'Hara. That time Nick Gorham almost ran him down. And now Pierce City's going to have to punt the ball away. It'll be fourth and 10 from their own 5-yard line. And Pierce City's going to have to punt this ball from the end zone. Rowan Spencer will drop back deep for the Bobcats. And he's going to, Thayer's going to get great field position out of this, I think. Spencer will be back around the 35-yard line to receive the kick. Pierce City got everybody. Remember, O'Hara, their quarterback, is also the blocking back in their punt formation. And they're going to kick it. Oh, Bobcats block it. Kick is blocked at around the 5-yard line, picked up by Pierce City and tackled at the 9-yard line. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball at the 9-yard line of the Pierce City Eagles after they blocked the punt. Now, Pierce City picked it up, and you can run with that ball and pick up a first down, but the Bobcats were there to tackle it. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball, and they're going to take possession here inside the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Red Zone at about the 9. Actually, it has to be where they recovered it. So you cannot run it for the first down.
5-yard line.
He's going to be at the 5-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with it first and 10, or actually first and goal to go at the 5-yard line. Biggers brings up his troops. Bobcats in splint back formation, running the veer. Biggers going to give it on the inside. Touchdown, Peyton Mills from 5 yards out.
Big play, Mills.
Peyton Mills with a 5-yard touchdown run with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats, first points of the second half. That makes it 33-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. Bobcats will line up for the extra point here. The big freshman, Zeb Dubois, hit one earlier. Good to get him back healthy again. You need to be kicking extra points. I know the 2 points are nice, but you don't always make it.
That's right.
And Zeb has been money kicking the extra points. And this one, it gets blocked. Well, there, I spoke too soon.
The extra point is no good.
So the extra point try is no good. That makes it 33-6. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Pierce City Eagle. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor, too, has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor, too, just north of Thayer on 63. And, yes, they do oil changes every day.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats lead it now 33-6. First points of the second half go to the Big Green as they score on a 5-yard touchdown run by Peyton Mills after they blocked a punt inside the 10-yard line. The Thayer Bobcat defense continuing to dominate Pierce City. Bobcats had the ball first to start the second half, had to punt it, and a bad decision to field the ball by the deep man. They had a first and 10 from the 9-yard line. Bobcats pushed them back and then blocked the punt. Got it to the 5-yard line, scored on the first play from scrimmage. Here we are, 7:19 to go into third. Thayer leads it 33-6 over the Pierce City Eagles here at Pierce City. And Bobcats set to kick it off. Zeb Dubois, high end over end kick. O'Hara's going to field this one at the 15-yard line. Up to the 20, 25, looking for some room. He got a lane. He gets it out to across the 40, fumbles the football. He didn't get brought down the first time. He stayed on it. That's a nice run. I mean, he got hit hard at the 40. I thought he was going down. He managed to keep his balance and get out to the 45. So good field position for Pierce City to start their second drive of the second half. And Bobcat defense has been good. They've held Pierce City to less than 90 yards total offense here in the ballgame. And we play midway through the third quarter. First and 10, O'Hara bringing his troops to the line of scrimmage. Bobcat defense eyeballing the formation. He's got a man on his left hip to protect in shotgun formation. Now sends the man in motion. Makes the handoff. O'Hara gets him behind the blocker, running over the left side. Bobcats will hit him and drop him for a 3-yard gain.
O'Hara on the carry.
Good defensive play on the far side there by the Thayer Bobcats. That was Rowan Spencer
number
coming up making the play.
Rowan Spencer on the stop.
We have to get on Spencer and Tom because they have crossed me up this week. I told you that earlier. All season long, Rowan's been wearing one sock down low and one sock up high.
And now they've switched up.
Tom has got one sock up, one sock down. So does Prince. So does Mark Spencer. Second down and about 7 here for Pierce City. O'Hara, there's a penalty. That's going to back him up 5. They had 2-minute motion at the same time. Second time they've done that tonight. And, boy, that will give a coach gray hair. Second time they've done that here. That'll back him up 5. It'll be second down and 14.
They
call it officially a false start, but actually 2 men in motion. It'd be an illegal procedure. Second down and 13 for Pierce City. With 6:25 and counting to go in the third quarter. If you joined us late, but all Thayer Bobcats tonight, Thayer leads at 33-6. 27 first half points for the Bobcats tonight. 3 here so far in the second. O'Hara in shotgun again. Got a man going in motion. And they give it on the handoff. No, O'Hara gives it on the other way. And the Bobcats going to stop this for a yard loss. Big Zeb Dubois.
Number 9
brings down Salazar about a line behind, or about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. That was
number 53, Zeb Dubois.
It was Salazar, number 9, yeah. Number 9 on the carry. Salazar loses the yard.
Third down.
He had 55 on one carry early in the game.
13.
And he's gone pretty much backwards the last couple of times. He's had it 62 now on 5 carries.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 carries. Third down at about 13.5 now for Pierce City. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. O'Hara in shotgun. Got a man coming in motion. O'Hara rolling to his right, looking to throw. Bobcats again trying to get a little pressure. Pass is going to be caught right about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be about a 5-yard pickup, but it's going to be well short of the first down mark. It's going to make a 4th down. Pass was completed to Mack. And be about a 6-yard pickup. It's going to bring up 4th down and 8 for Pierce City. Dalton Paulette, number 13 there on the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. So 4th down and 8 for Pierce City, and they got to make a decision. You punt it or you go for it?
Yeah, they're going for it.
Yeah, 33-6, you got to go for it. Got to go for it here on a 3rd down. Down 33-6. They're going for it on 4th down. Number 1 going wide to the far side. That is Parks. He caught one earlier tonight. Here's O'Hara looking to throw straight back. Throw this one over the to the right side. Pass is caught, and the receiver will get just enough for the first down. They get the first down by about a yard.
Number 45,
Zane Clayton on the reception for Pierce City. And the play will go for about 9 yards and a first down for the Pierce City Eagles. They convert on a 4th and 8. That's a nice play and a nice catch. good coverage by the Bobcats. They knocked him out of bounds immediately, but it was still enough for the first down. Receiver went just far enough to get past that first down marker. First and 10, Pierce City. Now the Bobcat 30 or 43-yard line. Here to give to the running back coming to the near side. He'll pick up a couple. Fair Bobcats gain tackling.
Five,
Mark Spencer and Gorman. Or Gorham.
Mark Spencer,
on the tackle for Thayer. Number five on the carry, that was Judah Lynn, a junior, will pick up 1 yard
on the play.
Second and nine from the Thayer, 42.5-yard line for the Pierce City Eagles. They come to the line of scrimmage, 25 seconds on the play clock. They got to get in a hurry. 3:57 to go now in the game. The man in motion, O'Hare, the quarterback, going to keep it running up the middle. Bobcats will stop him at the 39.
O'Hara, the
be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play for O'Hara, the quarterback.
Spencer
again, comes knifing in to make the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Marsh had a big night tonight, offensively and defensively.
Gain of about four.
Yeah, it's just a hair under 100 yards. 98 yards on the ball.
Yeah, I don't know how many tackles, but there's been a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third down and a long five here for Pierce City at the Thayer Bobcat 39-yard line. Eagles trying to march one down the field, trying to get back in this game. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. O'Hara in shotgun, got Salazar on his right hip. He's straight back looking to throw. He cocks that arm, throws this one downfield. This ball's going to be knocked down by the defense. Beautiful play. And there's Mark Spencer again making the defensive play for the Thayer Bobcats. And that'll bring up a fourth down. And a long five for the Pierce City Eagles. And they'll obviously go for it again here. A big play for the Thayer Bobcat defense. Want to get the defense off the field, offense back out there. Clock stops on the incompletion with 3:09 to go in the third quarter.
And one of the downfalls about being over in the central part of the south end of the state is we haven't got to see this O'Hara kid play
really all
4 years of his career.
Exactly.
He right. would have been a lot of fun to watch all 4 years. I kind of wish we could have
good
seen
athlete.
Him play.
Yeah. Good athlete. Four wideouts on the formation. One of them comes in motion to the near side. O'Hara goes to the other side, and he's going to throw this ball, just kind of air it out. The pass is going to be incomplete. And could have been a pass interference there. That was very, very close.
I wouldn't have argued if we would have called it, that's for sure.
Well, I wouldn't have either, except for the fact that it was an uncatchable ball.
That's true.
I mean, the ball was thrown all the way over onto the track out there, so it was an uncatchable ball. And the Thayer Bobcats will take over at their own 40-yard line as they force Pierce City to turn it over on downs. Actually, it's about the 39 is where Thayer will have it. First and 10 Bobcats with 3:02 to go. In the third quarter, Thayer with a comfortable 33-6 lead over the Pierce City Eagles. The Bobcat offense drops back out on the field. They send two receivers wide to the far side, split backfield, tight end on the far side for Thayer. Bobcat running the option, give it to Mills. Mills breaks a tackle at the line and falls ahead to the 42-yard line before they wrap him up. This Pierce City defense, they came to play. And they've given up 33 points tonight, but they have they've hit these Thayer Bobcat back.
They have. No, not scared at all.
No.
They're going right.
No, they have come to play. And they will pick up about two. Bobcats got a man down on the play. And was that Mills? He's gonna come off the field. Maybe he twisted an ankle, maybe. Kind of limping, favoring his left leg a little bit.
He's moving, though.
Yeah, he's moving. He'll be back out there in a minute.
Yeah.
Pierce City, you know, they only give up 19 points per game. Bobcats have hung 33 on them tonight. They're not used to this.
Hard to keep that kid down. He'll be back out there.
No, maybe. Long as it's 33-6, let
well,
that
true.
Thing heal on the sideline.
True.
Bobcats get another back there. Usually it's Combs. He's Combs, the freshman. And it is. Bobcats running the option. Bigger's going to keep it. Yeah, he gets that out across the 45 to the 47-yard line, running to the right side. That'll be about 5 yards on the play.
Going
to bring up a third down and two for the Thayer Bobcats. Looking to move the sticks here.
It's going to be third down and two for the Bobcats.
Bigger's. Yeah, Bigger's on the keeper on the option play right. Third down and two for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, is Combs in there this time? Spencer's out there. Is it Mills that's come back? I think Mills is back in there on third down play. They didn't sit out very long. You were right. Third down and two, big play here for Thayer looking to move the chains. And give it on a little inside hand off to Mark Spencer. And Mark's going to be short of the first half. Spencer is going to pick up about a yard on the play. And somebody had him around the ankles. It was number 45. Jesperson and 45 Clayton making the play for Pierce City. Fourth down and about a half a yard to go here. Ball just shy of the 50-yard line. They've got to get it to the 50 for a first down. They're going to go for it. Bobcats going for it here with a 33-6 lead, a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Biggers up under center, calling the signal count. Long count. Got it to Spencer. Spencer may not have got it. Yeah, I think they're going to mark this short.
It's going to depend on the spot.
But I don't think he got there. They're going to eyeball it as they get everybody up off the pile. Spencer just running right up the middle. Thayer tried for the quick hitter, and they didn't make it. It'll be first down, Pierce City, on the Thayer half of the 50-yard line. And here's how close it is.
Right at the 50-yard line.
The nose of the football is on the right side of the 50-yard line. From where we're sitting, they had to get to the left side of the 50-yard line for the first down.
Yeah, and you can see it perfect from where we're sitting.
Exactly. It was sitting right on the 50-yard line, and he did not make it. So a big little momentum shift here for Pierce City, down 33-6. We'll try to get something going here. I'll get defense called upon to get another stop here. First and 10, Pierce City with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. O'Hara in shotgun, got a man in motion. And O'Hara just going to tuck it, run it to that left side. He breaks it to the outside. The Bobcats are running out of bounds, but he's going to pick up about 9 yards on the play. So O'Hara, that's his best run of the night, picks up nine.
Rowan Spencer
knocked him out of bounds on the far side. And it'll be second down and one for Pierce City. He did go out of bounds. That stops the clock. And I guarantee you, Coach Brad Hawker has been around for a long time, highly respected coach in Southwest Missouri and all over the state. And he has not given up on this game yet.
Absolutely not.
Not with an athlete like O'Hara at quarterback. Got a man going in motion. O'Hara fakes it. He gets it on the handoff. Number 45 on the carry. And he's going to get a first down on a 3-yard pickup. That is Clayton, number 45. Zane Clayton, the big senior running back. Picks up three and the first down. And they'll move the sticks. Pierce City inside the Bobcat 40 to the 38-yard line. And we're down to 45 seconds to go in the third quarter.
I don't know how fast Clayton is, but, man, if he ever got a full seam.
He's a big kid.
Seam going, man, he'd be hard to bring down.
He is a big kid. You look at him, you go, that's a football player.
He is a hawk.
He lines up on a wing on the left side. O'Hara in shotgun on a first down play. It's a fair 40 or 39-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it running up over the left side. Bobcats will drive him back to the line of scrimmage. And they'll give him forward progress of about 2 yards down to the 36-yard line. Bobcat safety coming up to make the play. And Weston Rogers. Bobcat making a substitution here. Zeb Dubois checks out. Bobcat, and that's the final play of the third quarter. Our final play of the third quarter. Our score, 33-6. Thayer Bobcats lead the Pierce City Eagles. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, first play of the second half, and it's a handoff for the Pierce City Eagles. Salazar Running up in the middle, picks up about 1 yard on a second down and 9 play. Make it third down. Caden Kahn came up to make a big hit on Salazar. And it is third down and about 9 yards to go for the Pierce City Eagles here at the Thayer 37-yard line. They've got to get in, obviously got to get inside the 20 or the 30 for a first down. Third down at about 9. Salazar lines up on a wing. O'Hara, the quarterback, he's going to tuck it and run for it. Trying to get to the corner. Bobcats will hem him up, and they'll stop him at about the 35-yard line. He'll pick up about, I'll give him 2 on the play. They mark him down right on the 35-yard line. It's fourth down and about 7 for Pierce City, and obviously in the fourth quarter, down by 3 scores, they're going to go for it here. Thayer Bobcats continue to lead 33-6. Bobcats have really dominated this game on both sides of the ball. Fourth down. Pierce City converted one last time they had it at a fourth down situation to keep this drive alive. Now they bring a man in motion across the front of the formation. Quarterback rolling to his left, looking to throw. He stops, throws it. It's complete to Parks. Parks into the open field, cuts it to the 10, to the 5, touchdown. Quarton Parks for the Pierce City Eagles. That'll be a 35-yard touchdown play with 11:05 to go in the fourth quarter. O'Hara to Sparks for 35 yards for the touchdown. That was a nice-looking play. And boy, Parks, when he got in the open field, there's nobody going to catch it. Well, a touchdown for the Pierce City Eagles, that makes it 33-12. Hey, Bobcats got some work to do. We still got 11 minutes to play in this game. Pierce City on the extra point try. Snap is back. Kick is up. And it is good. Just barely got it over the upright. That makes it 33-12. 33-12. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. 11 minutes or 33-13. Yeah, 33-13. 11:05 to play in the game. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We've got you covered from top to bottom with our buy one, get one half off denim and tee sale. This includes all denim and select styles of t-shirts for men, women, and kids. Find your perfect pair from our selection of Ariat, Wrangler, Cinch, Rock and Roll, and more. Top it off with a t-shirt from our buy one, get one half off rack. Take an additional 10% off on top of our low clearance prices. Sale begins October 22nd and ends November 4th. Thayer location only.
Hurst, Speed, and Farm Supply are more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, if you're the Thayer Bobcats, you better be ready for an onside kick here by the Pierce City Eagles. Number 23, Leighton Mack, got it teed up and ready to kick. He comes to the ball, and he kicks it along the ground, but Thayer's going to field, takes a high hop. Mark Spencer's got it. He sees the seam and cuts up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. He'll be tackled right there. Thayer Bobcats will have a good field position. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. And the offense still got some work to do, Statman Mike. Thayer's up by, they're up 33-13. They're up 3 touchdowns. But it's Pierce City Bunch. They're not quitting.
No, and Mark did have a lane there on the return for a split second.
Yeah, just a little bit. And we've seen that all night. Pierce City, very quick defensively. Yeah. And when it looks like there's something there, all of a sudden that hole closes up.
He had a lane, and then it just collapsed on him, just out of nowhere.
Here come the Bobcats on the first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Brendan Biggers up under center. Split backs behind him. He tries to hand it off to Spencer and almost handed it to Pierce City. I think the Thayer Bobcats got it, but, I mean, Salazar was right there and almost took the handoff. Spencer will have no gain on the play. So Thayer's tried running that option 3, 4, or 5 times tonight and really has not been very successful with it. It has just not showed much. They'll come out here and this is going to have a split backfield. Yeah, split backfield for the Thayer Bobcats. 4 wideouts on the play. Biggers now. Nope, now they're going to put Biggers in shotgun. 4 wideouts. Quick out is incomplete. Pass intended for Mark Spencer. And that one bounced before he got there. Mark really had no chance to catch that ball. And now the official
threw a flag here on the sideline.
It may be a helmet-to-helmet hit against Pierce City. we'll see what's going to be happening here. Oh, it's an illegal shift against the Bobcats. So illegal shift on the play against the Thayer Bobcats. And we'll see if Pierce City is going to take the penalty or take the down. And they're going to take the penalty. They'll back him up five. But Thayer gets the second down over again. So with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, Thayer with a second down and 15. Second and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats with 10 minutes to go. What do you call here? Bobcats come out in shotgun formation. Two backs, one either side of Biggers in the formation. And now Mills goes. They're going to give a handoff to Mark Spencer. A little razzle-dazzle. Spencer picks up only a yard. That looked good on paper, but Pierce City had it snuffed out. Pick up about 2 yards for Mark Spencer on the play. It'll bring up third down and long. That'll put Mark Spencer over 100 yards rushing tonight. So two Bobcats over 100 yards rushing. And they need another 13 here to keep the football in their possession. We count down to the 9.5-minute mark to go here in the football game. They are with a 33-13 lead, taking their time getting the play in from the sideline. 15 seconds on the play clock as they break the huddle. They run to the line. Third and 13 for the Thayer Bobcats. Biggers up under center. Lone setback is Mark Spencer. Three men wide. Bobcats straight back looking to throw. Biggers looking to throw it. Throws it to Mills, and it goes through his hands incomplete. Would not have been much there because there was O'Hara. He was going to make the tackle immediately. So a fourth down, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to be forced to punt this ball. Mills slapping himself upside the head. Upset that he didn't catch that ball. I don't think he knew that O'Hara was standing right there and ready to make the tackle. So fourth and 13, Thayer going to punt it away.
And that catch wouldn't have did a whole lot, like you said.
No, wouldn't have done
reeled if he would have caught it.
Yeah. So Mills back to punt. O'Hara back deep to receive for Pierce City. Bobcats letting the play clock run. And now Mills takes it. We got a penalty flag coming down.
Movement on the line.
Somebody on the line moved for the Thayer Bobcats. So that'll back him up five. Illegal procedure.
Left side of the line. I'm not sure who it was. Somebody over there.
Back him up five more. When this is all said and done, Pierce City may get pretty good field position here with still 9:21 to go. I think the Bobcats, with that big lead, may have lost a little focus in this game. Pierce City beginning to kind of take over here. So Mills back to punt. Good snap. Gets it away, barely, and it's going to hit at the 35, take a Bobcat roll down to the 26-yard line. So a good punt. That thing going to cover, where he kicked it, going to cover about 40 yards. Bobcat needed a good punt. They got one. Pierce City's got it first and 10 at their own 26-yard line with 9:11 to go. Hey, Bobcat defense, got to get refocused here. Defense really was a shutdown defense in the first half. Second half, Pierce City's managed to move the ball a little bit, especially here the latter half of the third quarter and the first part of the fourth. Of course, with 11:05 to go in the game, they hit a pass, a 35-yard pass play for their second touchdown of the night. Went from O'Hare to Parks, so somebody better watch number one. And he's coming out wide to the near side. And looks like Spencer's out on him. O'Hare, the quarterback, could have given on a handoff. And a nice play defensively. Caden Cobb. Jesperson on the carry on the jet sweep. And coming from behind, Caden Cobb caught him and brought him down for a one-yard loss. Caden Cobb brings him down from behind for a one-yard loss on the play. And that'll keep the clock running with 8:50 to go in the game.
No gain on the play.
Thayer Bobcats wanting to stay alive in the district tournament and go to the district semifinals next Friday night. Looks like they'll be at Marionville. Marionville was all over Miller. It was like 50-0 last time we checked.
Still showing 50-6 at the half. No updates.
50-6, no updates. Here's O'Hare in shotgun formation again on the second down 11. Got Parks going in motion. They fake the handoff, give it up the middle. That is Salazar. He runs ahead across the 30 to the 32. And it looks like about a 6-yard pickup. That'll bring up a third down and 5. Prince coming up, the safety to make the stop. I don't know who got the worst of that deal. That was a collision right there. Big Brandon Prince and Salazar. I mean, that was a brutal collision there at the 36-yard line. Third down and 5. O'Hara in shotgun again for Pierce City. Got a man on his right side. And O'Hara looking to throw the ball, looking down the field. This ball's overthrown. They're going to call pass interference on another uncatchable ball.
Yep.
They're going to call pass interference on the Thayer Bobcat. And that was Rowan Spencer, ran right over the top of Parks, knocked him down. That'll be an automatic first down for the Pierce City Eagles, if that's in fact what they call. And we'll see. They're going to call pass interference. Yep, on the Thayer Bobcat. The only thing, and
Rowan
he did
have a hold of his jersey.
Yeah, he did have a hold of the jersey, before he fell down. So, yeah, penalty on Spencer. And it'll be a 15-yard penalty. And a 15-yard penalty will bring the ball out to the 46-yard line. Pierce City with a new set of downs.
Eagles will have it first and 10 from their own 46.
And the only thing that Rowan didn't know is the ball was way overthrown. It was 10 yards over the head of the receiver. All you had to do is let that one go. First and 10, Pierce City, new set of downs. O'Hara, the quarterback, going to tuck it and run. Bobcat's going to hit him and bring him down right on the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. O'Hara on the carry. There, Bobcats have had him scouted well tonight. And we, of course, talked to Coach Briar Hancock on the pregame show, and he told us that's what he talked about. We have got to stop their quarterback from the run.
No gain on the play. Second, well,
second down and 10 for Pierce City. And we have. Absolutely. How many yards does he have?
33
yards is all he's got so far tonight.
14 carries, 33 yards.
Second down and 10 here. O'Hara in shotgun again. Rolling to his right. Bobcat's trying to get to him. Still on his feet to the right side. And now Clark hits him as he throws it. And the pass is going to be incomplete on the far sideline. But, I mean, what a play by Cooper Clark. And I like the fact that Cooper went over. He hit O'Hara just as he let the ball go. And then helped the quarterback up. I like that. Third down and 10 here for Pierce City.
Number one, Mark Spencer back defending on the play.
Clock stops with 7:05 to play in the ball game. Incompleted pass stops the clock. Their Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here and get the ball back. See if the offense can make something else happen. Thayer leads it by 20 with 7 minutes to go. And now going to have to get a timeout call. Get a timeout on the field called by Pierce City. 7:05 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead at 33-13. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Still 7:05 to play in the game. The Thayer Bobcats lead Pierce City 33-13. Pierce City here with a third down and 10 at about the 47-yard line, their own 47-yard line, trying to convert this into a first down. O'Hara, the quarterback, in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, straight back, looking to throw. Now he's going to have to, well, he's going to throw it, and this pass is incomplete, thrown well out of bounds. It'll bring up a fourth down and 10. And it looks like Pierce City probably will go for it on the fourth down play. Yeah, they're going to go for it. They have really no option. Down by 20 here with down to 7 minutes exactly to play in the game. So we got a score update on the Ash Grove game, right?
Yeah, the last update we've got on Ozone, Ash Grove 34-0 over Diamond in the fourth quarter. Marionville still hasn't had an update since the half, 50-6 there. And Kabul, the last update we had in the first quarter, Kabul over Sarcoxie, 8-0.
Yeah, and it was actually 14-0 at halftime.
Was it? Okay.
Here's Pierce City. Going to go for it on fourth down. They get the pass complete to Salazar. He breaks the tackle and gets the first down. Boy, did he get smacked. Peyton Mills came up and laid the smack down on Salazar, but he still got the first down. That'll be an 11-yard pickup on a fourth down and 10. And Pierce City still in business, down to 6:50 to go in the ball game.
That Salazar kid's just a sophomore.
Yeah, he's going to be a handful.
Yes, he is
going to be a handful. So first and 10, Pierce City at the Thayer 43-yard line. O'Hare in shotgun formation again. Takes the snap. Makes the handoff, rolling to the right. He's going to run with it this time. Cuts it upfield, gets down to about the 45. Bobcats will bring him down there. Picks up three on the play, and the good news for Thayer, that keeps the clock running with 6:29. Well, they stopped the clock here. Oh, we got a penalty flag down. We got a holding call on Pierce City.
Flag on the play. It looks like holding against the Eagles.
So holding on the play, and that'll bring this one way back. Boy, if you're Pierce City, you just can't afford to have that happen right now. That'll back him up 15. The grass this time of year makes it hard to see the penalty flags. I mean, they're bright yellow, but so is the grass. So didn't see that. And actually, the flag was actually thrown on the other side of the field away from the play. Wow. So it'll be first and 15 for Pierce City. Ball back up to about the 49-yard line. Pierce City in Thayer Bobcat territory with 6:21 to play in the game. They're just trying to hang on here. Pierce City trying to make a miracle happen. O'Hare, quarterback in shotgun again. Got his back going in motion across the front of the formation. Looks right, now turns back, throws it left to Salazar, and he couldn't make the catch. Salazar had it in his hands, and he dropped it. And that play might have big yardage. They were setting up a screen on the near side. They had the blockers out in front, but the pass is incomplete. Clock stops with 6 minutes to go. It'll be second down and 15 for Pierce City.
His blockers were set, but there were no Bobcats within 5 to 10 yards.
That play might have went all the way. Salazar kid really fast. We saw that on that 55-yard run.
Yeah.
So second down and 15 for Pierce City. Parks wide to the near side. Got a man wide to the far side. And here's the snap. Going to go to quarterback, and he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Peyton Mills. Went and got him again. Apparently, when they assigned assignments defensively, they said, Peyton Mills, you're on the quarterback. And he makes the stop. That'll be about a yard loss. Ball back to the 50-yard line.
Third down and 16,
really about 17 for the first and 10. Clock running with 5.5 minutes to go. Pierce City again with a third down and long. They converted a couple of these on this drive, but still just at the 50-yard line. Two receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side. O'Hare rolling to his right, looking down the field. Now turns, going to try and run it the other way. Bobcats will sack it. The sack for the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcats get the sack all the way back at the 32-yard line. We got a penalty flag coming down. They may call this a horse collar.
Nicholas Gorman.
Gorham made the play, but they may call this a horse collar.
There is a flag on the play.
I don't know, but they may call this a horse collar. It is going to be a personal foul. Yep, it's a horse collar against the Thayer Bobcats. That's a big penalty. That's going to, I think, going to extend the possession for the Pierce City Eagles.
For the horse collar.
So that will nullify an 8-yard loss and a sack all the way back at the 42-yard line. 15-yard penalty. From the, I believe, from the point of the infraction. Yeah, so it's going to bring up a third down and 10 yards to go from Pierce City. So instead of 4th and 25, it's third down and 10. That's just unfortunate for Gorham. I mean, he was just trying to make a play, and I wondered when he brought him down if they wouldn't make that call. So third down and 10.
Good effort to be there, though.
It was a great effort by Gorham. Results in a 15-yard penalty, and Pierce City still alive. Third down and 10 from the Thayer, 42? Here's the quarterback rolling to his left, sets his feet, tries to throw, gets the pass off. It's caught on the sideline, but he was out of bounds. They're going to call this a completion, but the receiver was out of bounds and came back in. The officials didn't see it, but he was out of bounds. The ball got tipped, and he came back in bounds and made the catch.
Gain of about 7 yards. Wow. It'll be fourth down 3.
So pick up of 7 on the play. It'll be fourth down and about 3 yards to go. And I think the coaches for Pierce City are like, we got away with one there.
They sure did.
They got away with one there. It was right in front of us. He was out of bounds. Anyway, fourth down and about 3 yards to go for Pierce City. Down to 4 minutes to go in the game. Been an entertaining game tonight.
Yeah.
Here's O'Hare. In shotgun, looking to make a quick pass. The pass is caught. It'll be a first down. Tackled immediately over there by Gonzalez. But the pass is complete. Number two, Carson Jesperson, the sophomore tight end, makes the catch. and be about a five-yard pickup and a first down for Pierce City. Eagles still on the drive down to the 31-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats with 3:49 to go in the football game. So this one just about all over but the shouting. O'Hare in shotgun. Jesperson comes across the formation. O'Hare just going to tuck it and run for it and gets up to across the 30 to about the 25-yard line. Bobcats bring him down there. Pair of Bobcats in on the tackle. Looks like Rowan Spencer and Brandon Prince. No, that was Com. Number eight, Com. So Com and Prince combine on the stop. About a five-yard pickup on the play. Com got up limping a little bit on the play, but it looks like he's okay. He's going to stay in the ball game. You couldn't get him out of this game if you tried right now. 3 minutes to go in the football game. Pierce City trying to get a final touchdown here. O'Hare fakes an inside handoff, now gives it to Salazar. Salazar hit and brought down immediately at the line of scrimmage. This will bring up a third down and 5 yards to go. That's a good tackle again.
Number 67, Weston Rogers.
Rogers making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. And we got another penalty flag down on the play. We got a personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats. I wonder what that's all about. They didn't give us any indication what the personal foul was, but they called it against the Thayer Bobcats. And that's going to give Pierce City 15 yards, the second 15-yard penalty on this drive against the Bobcats. And clock stop with 2:52 to play in the game.
I don't think anybody except for the officials knows what it is.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure any of the officials other than the one that called. The white hat now just now coming into play. All right, so it's first and 10 from about the 12-yard line for Pierce City. 2:47 to go. Here's the quarterback, going to keep it, running up the middle, going to be brought down at the 10-yard line. O'Hara picking up about a yard on the play. And again, big Weston Rogers there helping to make a stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Cooper Clark was there, too. And Cole Cates helping out on the
play. Weston has had a good game tonight, though.
He does. He's had a good ball game. I think the entire team's played well tonight.
Well, his mom was over there, happy.
Oh, yeah. 2:20 to go in the game. Pierce City now the second down and 10 from the Thayer Bobcat 10-yard line. O'Hare, the quarterback, in shotgun. Got Salazar on his right hip. Takes a snap, hands it to Salazar. Salazar running up the middle. Still on his feet, he gets down to the 5-yard line. That's a nice run by the sophomore. Bobcats hit him at the line. He managed to power through the tackle and get down to the 5. Brought down there. It'll bring up a third down. And about 4 yards to go after the run by Salazar. Brandon Prince coming up from the safety spot to make the tackle for Thayer. Bobcat defense looks winded out there. Body language would say we are tired. Minute 40. They've been on the field almost the entire second half. O'Hare, again, fakes the handoff and runs straight ahead. He's not going to get enough for the first. I don't think he got enough for the first down. But we'll have to wait and see here. They're going to spot it down. The official turns, looks at it, and says it's fourth down. Fourth down and a yard to go for Pierce City inside the Thayer 5-yard line. They're down around the 2.5. Need about a yard for the first down here. O'Hare, the quarterback, you got to think he's going to take it here. Down to a minute to go in the game.
I don't think there's any other option for that.
O'Hare, he's got two backs on that left side. O'Hare's going to run and into the end zone for the touchdown. They got a big hole blocked on the left side of the line. And O'Hara will score the touchdown on a 2-yard run for the Pierce City Eagles. Comes with 1 minute exactly to go in the football game. That makes it 33-19. Thayer Bobcats still with the lead. And O'Hara gets the touchdown, his first of the night. Third touchdown for Pierce City. And they're on to attempt the extra point. Number 23, their kicker, Leighton Mack, a sophomore. Ball is back. Kick is up. Looks like it's right down the middle. Yes, it is. And the kick is good. That makes it 33-20. With 1 minute to play in the game, Thayer Bobcats will get the ball here with an opportunity to run out the clock. We'll have the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And ready for the kickoff here after the Pierce City touchdown. And ball's going to be kicked along the ground, fielded by the Thayer Bobcats. We've got a penalty flag down. We're going to have a, looks like an offsides this time. Maybe this one may be on Pierce City. Trying to get ahead of, got ahead of the ball as they were obviously set up for the onside kick. So that'll back them up, and they'll punt it now from the 35-yard line. We've got 1 minute to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead it 33-20. So it looks like Thayer will advance to the semifinals of the Class 1 District 3 football tournament. And looks like they will head to Marionville next Friday night. Marionville, big winner tonight over Miller, 56-6. 56-6 was the final there. This one will be over in just a matter of a few moments here. And Pierce City set to kick it off. That's a low liner. Going to get over the head of the Bobcat receiver. That is Rowan Spencer. He goes back, fields it around the 10, looking for some room to run. They're going to cut it up in the middle and get tackled right there at about the 12, 13-yard line. And we got, well, we got penalty flag down?
Yeah, got some flags out.
Number eight.
Got penalty flag down on the field. And we'll see what that's all about. Down to 53 seconds to go.
Flymaker, along with number 55, Aiden Coy, get down to make the stop.
Oh, we, well, we,
and there was a flag on the play.
Oh, they try and sort that out. We're going to try and figure out what the penalty was here. And it's holding against Pierce City. So Pierce City called for the hold. You don't see that very often on the kickoff team.
Yeah, that's an odd placement.
That's an odd call right there. All right, then I want to say congratulations here. Well, we don't have any finals as of yet in the Class 2 District 3, which is pretty much an all SCA district. The penalty will, well, now they said holding, but the ball's still back around the 10-yard line, so they're not going to mark off any yardage on the play. If there was holding,
now they're
going to move it. Yeah. I'm going to say, wait a minute. If there was holding, it's got to be 10 yards added on there somewhere.
Right.
So it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball at the 20-yard line, 21-yard line. First and 10, 53 seconds to go in the ball game. Thayer Bobcats here can just take a knee. They're in a split back formation, not in the victory formation yet. Biggers up under center, straight back, going to hand it off to Mark Spencer. Spencer running over the right side. He gets to the sideline and all the way out to the 30-yard line before he dug out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 47 seconds to go in the game.
By number 10,
and now with 47 seconds, looks like the Bobcats, I would imagine they're going to take a knee here.
Also number 31, Jerry.
Actually, a 9-yard pickup. They marked him down shy of the first down mark.
Gain of 9.
So Mark Spencer with another 9 yards on the line. He's over 100 yards rushing. 132
for Peyton.
Peyton Mills, 132, 110 for Mark Spencer time. Thayer Bobcats with a big offensive night here. And against Oligan for some updates on some of the other games. We'll actually get that in the Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman and West Plains. Left backfield for Thayer. Biggers will just go backwards. And we'll take a knee with 43 seconds to play in the game. And the clock will continue to run here down to 35 as the officials mark it down. And I don't think Thayer will even have to snap it. Nope. 35 on the play clock, 30 on the game clock. Thayer doesn't even have to snap the ball, folks. This ball game is over. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Pierce City Eagles here tonight in Pierce City. 33-20 is your final. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains postgame report in just a couple of minutes. We're going to try and get a word with Coach Briar Hancock of the Thayer Bobcats here after the ball game. and get his thoughts on the game here tonight. Again, 33-20, Thayer Bobcats with the win over the Pierce City Eagles. We'll take a timeout.